Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Let's go to Simon Marks, who's been waiting patiently, my God, waiting patiently in Washington, where it is, of course, the crack of dawn. Simon, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Matt. Waiting slightly impatiently for some reaction from the White House to what has taken place overnight. There's absolutely nothing that has been put out here in Washington, D.C., certainly nothing that's been distributed to reporters into our email boxes, which is how we would normally expect to receive that kind of reaction.
That's surprising, isn't it?
Very surprising to me.
This is such an obvious one for them to react to.
Yeah, I see there has been a tweet and a statement put out by the U.S. Office of Palestinian Affairs, which says we unequivocally condemn the attack of Hamas terrorists and the loss of life that has incurred, it says. Must have been written in a hurry. We urge all sides to refrain from violence and retaliatory attacks. Terror and violence solve nothing. But there's nothing on the State Department's feed. And as I say, we've heard nothing directly from the White House. We don't even have any information as to whether President Biden was kept informed overnight here of events as they unfolded in Israel. I mean, my assumption would be that he was. And I think it's fair to say, Matt, as much as I'm sure as you've been discussing Israeli intelligence failures with regard to this.
What about American?
What about American intelligence here? Because this feels very much almost like in terms of the timing of it and the scale of it and the surprise nature of it, almost a cross between the Yom Kippur war and the way it began 50 years and one day ago, and even 9/11 in terms of what it's done to the conscience of Israelis. And so there will be massive questions here for the Biden administration over U.S. intelligence. And of course, this comes at a very complicated time in Washington, D.C. The House of Representatives has a vacancy for a speaker. There is no one in Washington at the helm in the House of Representatives. Well, there is a temporary presence there, but no long-term speaker of the House of Representatives that can respond legislatively to anything that the White House wants to order up. So this is going to be very, very complicated and a real test of governance here in Washington, D.C., and a massive, fresh and unforeseen foreign policy test for Joe Biden, who, of course, has a complicated relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Indeed he does. But on one hand, this is such a dramatic attack from Hamas, you would have thought that there's a pretty obvious response here that should be kind of quick out of the, you know, out of the stops for the administration. It's just surprising that they haven't done this yet. I know we've laboured the point somewhat, but it just still baffles me, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly going to be coming. There's no question about that. We'll hear that, I would imagine, within the next hour. I can't imagine. It's 7:25 in the morning here on a Saturday. I mean, they're making the bacon and eggs at the White House. I presume that we're going to get some kind of a statement relatively quickly, and it will be a statement doubtless calling for calm on both sides, but also absolutely backing the Israelis to a hilt, because there is no way that Joe Biden is going to want to give Republicans any kind of political cover just 13 months away from a presidential election for accusations that he's gone wobbly on Israel. But it is going to be complicated because, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu and Joe Biden are really not political soulmates. And we know from past experience that Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump absolutely are political soulmates. So how all this plays out, not just in Israel, but here in Washington, I think is going to be of tremendous interest, but also of magnitude in America's own presidential election stakes.
Sure. And of course, we know that there are plenty of Jewish American voters in swing states like Florida that could have a decisive impact on the elections. Okay, let's move on to other events inside America. So you've got, you know, we know that, you know, the wall is one of the signature policies of your man, Donald Trump, who's no longer president and who wants to become president again. But this week we discovered that Joe Biden, you know, has become Bob the Wall Builder as well.
Well, I mean, it's just head-turning. I mean, if there's one thing you could have said with certainty until 48 hours ago in Washington, it was that Joe Biden absolutely was never going to build an inch of wall between the United States and Mexico. And yet we learnt that the Department of Homeland Security, through its chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, a cabinet member of Joe Biden's administration, was suddenly waiving 26 environmental laws in order to build another 20 miles of walls. Everybody said, what on earth is going on here? Republicans, of course, accused the Biden administration of hypocrisy. Some said they didn't quite believe it. They thought this was just an effort by the Biden administration to show they were doing something to deal with an immigration crisis that really is now a crisis, according to Joe Biden's own Department of Homeland Security, because in announcing the decision, they referred to an immediate and acute crisis on the border that has seen, again, record numbers of illegal immigrants crossing the border or trying to cross the border. And then suddenly at the White House, when he was asked about it, Joe Biden undercut the entire thing by saying, look, this money was appropriated to build the wall in 2019. I've tried to get it spent on other things, but it all dates back to the Trump administration. There's nothing I can do to stop it. The money has to be spent, and it can only be spent on building the wall. And he was asked, does he think the wall will work? And he said no. Now, none of that explains why his own Homeland Security Secretary was talking about this being a solution, at least some kind of a solution, to an immediate and acute crisis. And the key thing here, Matt, is that you've got Democrats in various parts of the country now being directly touched by this border crisis. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, on a fact-finding mission to Mexico right now. The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, urging the Biden administration to help his state deal with a flood of illegal immigrants. And Democrats say, there you go, you see, now it's touching Democrat-controlled parts of the country. Suddenly, they're getting a bit of religion on the immigration issue. Republicans feel very strong on this issue as they head into that election of next year.
And also, am I right in thinking that Biden is being blamed for the increase in numbers trying to get across the border?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Biden is being roundly condemned, obviously, by Republicans, but now under pressure from some Democrats over a general failure, really, to come up with a concerted, comprehensive strategy to illegal migration into the country. And remember, at the start of the administration, Joe Biden looked at the immigration crisis, was not personally particularly interested in getting knee-deep into it, and so he handed this steaming issue over to Kamala Harris and said, there you go, Vice President, you wanted to get a bit of experience in office, you sort it out. So this impacts her as well, because she is often accused of never having delivered a particularly clear clarion message to people south of the border saying, do not try to come here. Just one other observation. I mean, last week, of course, we had Suella Braverman in Washington launching her call for treaties and laws regarding asylum applications to be torn up. And from the perspective of the Biden administration, and even from the perspective of some Republicans at the time, she was completely off the reservation. Very few Republicans embracing even the ideas that she presented here. Well, you know, fast forward 10 days, and Joe Biden's now, whether he wants to or not, building the wall. And you've got to wonder where that policy conversation is going to take us again over the next 13 months. Mm.
And I was going to ask you about Kevin McCarthy and the civil war inside the Republican Party in Congress, but we've run out of time, I'm afraid, Simon. Thank you very much indeed for that from Washington. Simon Marks there. You heard him, as ever, on our show. And, of course, you know, he's all over LBC, as he should be, because he's brilliant.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.